Alzheimer's disease is among the most cruel illnesses a human can be confronted by. It imprisons the person it afflicts and presses down on that person's family, their friends, their medical care team with its full weight. We're gradually learning more about this vicious disease, but to get closer to medical and effective care answers, funding, of course, is what's needed. My next guest joins us to preview a rather fun and easy way that you could become a part of a community effort to create that funding to advance knowledge and care for patients with Alzheimer's and much more. He is the president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, Ken Zients. Thanks for being here today, Ken.
Thank you, Chris. Nice to be with you.
ALZNJ.org is the website for Alzheimer's New Jersey. And I was saying, Ken, that it's always good to want to care, but people, I always say, eliminate themselves from taking action that adds to that spirit. When, in fact, the events that you have coming up in September and October, the Walk to Fight Alzheimer's, it's one of those cases where a single effort becomes a collective effort that winds up making a big difference.
Absolutely. And it makes a big difference for community because this is a community event, and 100% of the dollars that are raised from all five of our Walk to Fight Alzheimer's events, those dollars are invested right back into the communities supporting New Jersey families that are impacted by Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. So when you walk with Alzheimer's New Jersey, when you participate in Walk to Fight Alzheimer's, if your interest is supporting your local community, then you can be assured that that's where your money goes.
And there's nothing to say that you can't take part in all five walks. Hint, hint.
No, sure. Well, and you know what? Walking is an easy thing to do. And so with the website that we have available for fundraising, we want people to come out and walk, but it's also about raising funds that supports our mission, as I said, that supports the community. So, getting on our website and sending a couple of emails to family and friends to support your efforts in terms of the walk or forming a team with your family or your company or your organization, it's actually a pretty easy way, to raise money. And as you said, the collective effort really means a lot.
I know we're in August, but in tail end of August, as that is, but the walks are coming up sooner than you would expect, and it certainly takes you time to really get the fundraising momentum going. So that's why I wanted to have Ken on to preview the walks, which are going to be on September 15th, the Skylines Regional Walk at College of St. Elizabeth, which is in Morristown. Then on September 28th, the Southern Regional Walk at Point Pleasant Beach. The Liberty State Park Walk is going to be October 5th, and that's in Jersey City. Central Regional will be on the 13th of October in Princeton, and then the Northern Regional Walk on October 27th in Paramus. Again, you can see all this information at the website alznj.org for Alzheimer's New Jersey. Talk about what the walk entails and some of the activities that take place, and just expand on the idea of the sense of community, because everyone is there together for the same cause, for the same reasons. It might be people who are just concerned and care about other people, and I'm sure that a lot of people who are dealing with Alzheimer's in their life of a loved one, they take part in these walks as well.
Absolutely, and it's a, as you said, Chris, it's a really important cause and a serious cause. But the walks are fun, and we have lots of activities, music, entertainment, refreshments, and it's also a coming together of the community, people with the disease, people, family members who are primary caregivers, and then the other family members who are involved that are also impacted by this disease, and then as well as the community in general, because Alzheimer's disease is a disease that impacts the family, but it's also a disease that impacts our state. I mean, the cost of care is tremendous, and the needs that families have for care that that really puts pressure on our healthcare system. Those kinds of things impact not only these individual families who are dealing with it, but our economy, our healthcare system. So it's not just an issue for, well, I don't know anybody who has the disease, so I don't want to participate. This is a community issue. This is a statewide issue and a national issue.
And also becomes an educational event for if Alzheimer's is not within your immediate realm and circle, it's certainly a way to gain a greater appreciation and show compassion for those who have to deal with Alzheimer's and at the variety of levels. We're talking with Ken Zients, who is the president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, ALZNJ.org, talking about their upcoming Walk to Fight Alzheimer's Walks, which you can find out more about, again, at ALZNJ.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. About how many people in New Jersey are dealing with Alzheimer's directly now?
Well, if we talk about the number of people who have the disease and then their caregivers, it's about 600,000 people in New Jersey that are impacted. You know, New Jersey is one of those states that has a pretty high percentage of the population over the age of 65, and because statistically we know that about 10% of people over the age of 65 have Alzheimer's disease, you can see that, you know, that the incidence of the disease in New Jersey is pretty high just based on our aging over 65 population, if nothing else.
I mentioned, too, in the introduction that scientific research has a large mystery in front of it when it comes to Alzheimer's. That's why programs and patient care are the immediate priority. And again, as Ken mentioned before, 100% of the funds raised from all the five walks in September and October stay in New Jersey and support those people in New Jersey who are dealing with Alzheimer's. Talk about some of the programs that Alzheimer's New Jersey offers the patients and their families and their support team, because it is a challenging problem to address, not just medically, but through the programs, because you have every case is going to have different needs.
Right. Well, one of the collectively we do a lot of community and professional education. You know, caregivers want to be able to understand the disease more, so that they can become more effective in caring for their loved one. So our programs include a general introduction to the disease, as well as topics like communicating with the person with Alzheimer's disease, dealing with difficult behavior, caregiver stress, because that becomes a huge issue. So those education programs, and we have varieties for the family caregiver, as well as the healthcare professional, they're really vital. We coordinate a number of support groups. We train our support group facilitators so that they can be, you know, the most effective about working with families who have the disease. And support groups are really vital for families who are dealing with the disease, because not only do they give you information, not only are they places where you can learn more information from other people who are going through the same thing, but they're also places that you can connect with other people. You know, sometimes when you're dealing with a long-term illness, it becomes very isolating, and your friends who are not going through the same thing may not completely understand and may disengage from you, not because they're unfeeling, but just because they don't relate the way you do. So connecting with people in a support group becomes really important in terms of ending isolation, as well as the educational and emotional component of support groups. We have a respite care and wellness program that provides education and information for caregivers about the value of taking care of themselves. You know, it's not to be an effective caregiver, you need to be able to take care of yourself as well. And so as part of that program, through an application process, we also make some funding available for caregivers so that they can sample the value of respite through respite services in the community. And the dollars for that program are certainly raised through the Walk to Fight Alzheimer's, as well as other fundraising, you know, that we do throughout the year. I mean, we're one of those organizations that are almost completely dependent on charitable contributions to do our work and, as I said earlier, to put that money right back to work in our local communities.
And the reality is that without funding, the programs that Ken just detailed, and there are more too, which you can learn more about at ALZNJ.org. Without the funding, the programs, there's no guarantee that they're going to be there, which makes the upcoming walks part of the vital need that gives the supply of what is the funding that is needed for these programs to indeed be there, steady, consistent, and reliable, that the patients, the families, the caregivers do need. Again, the Skylands Regional Walk will be at the College of St. Elizabeth in Morristown on Sunday, September 15th. The Southern Regional at Point Pleasant Beach, Saturday, September 28th. Liberty State Park Regional Walk in Jersey City, Saturday, October 5th. Central Regional Walk, Sunday, that's in Princeton, Sunday, October 13th. And the Northern Regional Walk in Paramus on Sunday, October 27th. You can find out more, get the details. It's a good idea, too, to make use of your social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. When you get involved with the whichever walk to fight Alzheimer's that you are going to get involved with, or whichever ones you are going to get involved with, spread the word through your social media page and get people on board with the fundraising that way as well. Learn more at ALZNJ.org. Again, it's the Walk to Fight Alzheimer's being presented throughout the state throughout September and October at Alzheimer's New Jersey. We've been joined by the president and CEO Ken Zanes. Ken, best of success with this year's walks. I know last year's were great, and this year's going to be even better. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.